A recent important report has found two new things that can increase the risk of dementia: poor eyesight and high cholesterol. The Lancet Commission says that if we tackle these health problems, we could possibly prevent almost half of all dementia cases around the world. The report points out that middle-aged people and those living in poorer countries would benefit the most from reducing these risks. As more people age, the number of individuals with dementia is expected to rise significantly, possibly reaching over 153 million by 2050. Dementia often shows up as confusion and memory loss, and it is mainly caused by diseases like Alzheimer's that harm brain cells. While genetics can increase a person's risk for dementia, experts believe that about 45% of this risk can be changed. Professor Gil Livingston from University College London, who led the study, stresses that it's never too early or too late to take steps to prevent dementia. She encourages governments to work on health inequalities and help everyone live healthier lives. The researchers have suggested a detailed list of actions that countries can take. These include making hearing aids more available for people with hearing loss, ensuring everyone gets a good education, helping people quit smoking, promoting physical activity, and managing high blood pressure and cholesterol from middle age. Other ideas include addressing obesity early, cutting down on alcohol, fighting social isolation, checking for vision problems, and reducing exposure to air pollution. Personal stories, like that of Andy Watts, show the emotional impact of dementia. After seeing his father suffer from Alzheimer's, Watts is inspired to live a healthier life to lower his own risk. He understands the importance of diet and exercise, especially since his family has a history of dementia and high cholesterol. This personal commitment aligns with the report's findings that certain lifestyle changes can help reduce the chances of developing dementia. However, some experts remind us to be careful about how we link lifestyle choices to dementia, as many risk factors are not in our control.